Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back, 647. Mike Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. President Obama today talking about home foreclosures, saying it's time to take action to minimize the crisis, including reforming the Home Affordable Refinance Program. To talk about all that and where we are with Michigan's foreclosure problems, I'm joined by Steve Tabachman. He's the co-director of the Michigan Foreclosure Task Force. Welcome to the program, Steve.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me.
So when it comes to home foreclosures in Michigan, is the worst behind us at this point? Are we seeing less foreclosures now than we did a year or two ago?
When you say the worst, definitely we are more than halfway through this crisis, but there's quite a bit of way to go. Over the life of the crisis, according to the Center for Responsible Lending, one of the most trusted sources on this, we expect to see over 325,000 foreclosures in Michigan, and we've gone through about 200,000 of those. So there's quite a bit to go. We expect another 100,000 foreclosures. The rates can fluctuate for a variety of reasons, and so while there have been a slowdown in foreclosures, that's not to suggest that we're through the crisis. That's really for a lot of internal reasons with banks and other things to slow it down. In the last couple months, I think we've seen a pickup, but tracking the monthly rates, we need to look a little more longer term, and I think that the reason you saw the announcement today was because we very much have a long way to go. Michigan started the crisis earlier and has been hit a lot worse. And so we're going to probably emerge a little earlier. But nationally, we're not even halfway through the crisis, according to experts.
You know, when it comes to our economy here in Michigan, it seems like the auto industry is coming back. Things are in some way kind of stabilizing. What is going to be the continued reason for, as you say, over 100,000 more foreclosures? Is it going to be generally due to job losses?
Definitely unemployment's the number one cause, I think, at this point of foreclosure. You know, this started as a little bit of a subprime crisis, predatory lenders in urban areas, but we have seen this crisis. If we were talking a year ago at this time, you would have seen triple-digit increases in suburban communities in southeast Michigan and Macomb County and Oakland County and actually decreases in Wayne County and the inner city. And so at this point, though, the crisis, certainly in Lansing and other places, it's really statewide at this point. It's not just in low-income communities by any stretch of the imagination, and the economy has been one of the biggest things. But the other big thing is we've seen tremendous loss of value in the marketplace. You know, from the peak in 2005, the average home value in Michigan has dropped 33.8%, and it's dropped 29.7% just since 2008 in the last few years. And when that happens, basically people don't have equity in their homes to borrow from. In fact, Michigan ranks fourth in the country in the percentage of mortgages underwater. So for those who do have a mortgage on their house, 36% owe more on that mortgage than they have than the value of their home. And that's just that's a really disastrous recipe, and that's put us in this mess.
It would be fair to predict that we're at the very least, 5 years from getting to a point where people have the same value in their home that they had when they purchased it?
Well, if you look at that, if you bought your home at the peak in 2005, you'd have to see almost a 7% increase in value every year, almost to get to that point. So, you know, with normal kind of growth in the marketplace, that's about right, 5 years.
It could be even longer now. President Obama today presented a reform of the Home Affordable Refinance Program, which allows more time for refinancing mortgages. How effective has this program been in helping Michiganians keep their homes?
To date, none of the programs have been terribly effective. That's just a sad fact of the crisis. I don't think anyone really understood the depth of the crisis, and so while certainly we stabilized in 2008, you know, both the Bush presidency and then Obama, you know, the bailouts obviously prevented a Great Depression and brought the onset of obviously what has been a great recession. You know, those measures, immediate emergency measures, probably have been effective, but in terms of the mortgage crisis, I don't think either party really understood how deep and and severe this crisis was.
A reform such as that that he's proposing today, is that also equally as ineffective? And
well, there's certainly improvements in this, and that's not to say that nobody's been helped. There certainly have been millions of Americans who have been helped by the Making Home Affordable program, the HAMP program, and other programs. They just haven't stopped the kind of crisis that we started our conversation with. The improvements here in particular are the 125% loan to value cap and allowing exceptions to that cap. In a state with severe loss of value and lots of homes underwater, like Michigan, that cap has made refinancing mortgages, even for those who can make their payments and who have a strong desire to live in their community, stay in their home, it had made the program ineffective. And mm-hmm. so areas that have seen tremendous value loss and people who don't have a lot of equity, hopefully this will be a greater opportunity for them than what they've had over the past several months.
I'm talking to Steve Tobachman. He's the co-director of the Michigan Foreclosure Task Force. I wonder, with your understanding of the crisis itself, is there anything, even looking back, that the government could have boldly done to dramatically minimize the foreclosure crisis that we've seen?
Well, I mean, I don't know whatever. I'm not the national expert and didn't have access to all the banks. So why, we created these programs. They were significant measures in terms of traditional approaches on this, but they certainly weren't didn't carry the kind of incentives needed to create modifications. The fact that you had the secondary markets and you had all these government-backed foreclosures, the balance sheets of banks made that were recipes that were complicated matters, and mm-hmm. so I don't know that we really had a handle on it, and it's only after we tried these what were significant measures, but in retrospect seem like they were half measures, when those didn't have the kinds of impacts predicted, and we realized, wow, there's a reason why banks are not modifying mortgages, there's a reason why they'd rather foreclose and lose money on the resale of the property because of the government insurance backed, all of those issues. Mm-hmm. I think we just didn't see those at the time and realize how pervasive they were.
Although, as you said, the forecast is we're going to see another 100,000 foreclosures in Michigan. So, in a sense, it sounds like there's still a lot of standing on the sidelines and watching this crisis unfold.
Absolutely. We have new tools. So we have the hardest hit funds that First Step you can find at MISHTA.org here in Michigan. So for unemployed people, there is some TARP money. Michigan has over $400 million in those funds. It's taken us a long time to get national lenders signed on, but now they're signed on and ready to go. And so that's a new tool that is particular that Michigan residents who are unemployed can access. Certainly, this is an improvement. Today's announcement, we look forward to that. Frankly, mm-hmm. the task force works mostly on state policy. We're very concerned about the expiration of what is called Michigan's 90-day law, which is a pre-foreclosure mediation opportunity. It gets people in touch with their lenders. This program has been, we think, effective at getting people to the negotiating table with their lenders. It's set to expire at the end of this year as the legislature's dealing with negotiations to extend it. Believe it or not, what they're really focused on is shortening redemption periods for Michigan homeowners. And we just think that is the absolutely wrong approach. We'd be the first state in the country to actually make it tougher for people to stay in their homes, save their homes. And given where we are in the crisis, it is really baffling to most of us.
Yeah, that's hard to understand. Is there any understanding of what the motivation to do that is?
Well, it's mostly being advocated by credit unions and independent banks, which are a unique situation. They're a very small player in the marketplace. They probably, nobody's really sure, but I would estimate between 5 and 10% of the outstanding mortgages in the state. And for those, some of those community lenders, those credit unions and community banks, they're doing incredible things on the front end of the process and are already in touch with their borrowers. We certainly recognize the good work that they're doing, but to change the rules of the marketplace across the board you know, that would affect these national banks, which have not had that kind of outreach to their borrowers and which define the problem, is really foolhardy and could have devastating consequences, we believe, in Michigan communities. We are trying to work with legislators to see if there can be a way to try to work with those groups. But even, you know, universally across credit unions and independent banks, we're not sure that all of them have done the outreach, you know, done that kind of outreach. We know some of them have, and we know that, frankly, in general, they've been the good actors. But we're just, I think there's a lack of understanding of, you know, I've been amazed that teachers' unions, that other folks, you know, when we're laying off firefighters, when we're having these kinds of negotiations about municipal finance, when we're there isn't the kind of tax revenue from property taxes and sales taxes to support our schools. I mean, a lot of this boils down to the crisis in our housing industry, and we've been amazed that after initial attention, we've kind of been put to the back burner. You haven't seen this legislature take major action. They are doing some things on mortgage fraud, which we're very supportive of, and is certainly great, but we haven't seen any kind of bold initiatives out of this legislature, and you know, the 90-day law that they did last session has been an effective law. But it's been one that I've just really been surprised that it's taken this much energy to extend the law.
Steve Tabachman, co-director of the Michigan Foreclosure Task Force, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having us, and we hope that we'll stay in touch as the Michigan legislature tackles this 90-day law issue.
Indeed.